Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. To show our appreciation for your support.
Make them clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat, the rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you need, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Think of this, no more rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cuddle makes him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, plus it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. The eruption is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap to this. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Make a clap to this. 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 Now I made it easy to dance with this. But can you dissect with some of next from the flex of the wrist. Say indeed and I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this.
Slumlords. Hey, plus, hot new artist, Deja stopping past. She got an exclusive for us called Good Life and another joint. We won't get into that and more. But first, hey, let's welcome the crew to the show. All the way live from the Tampa Bay area. She's out in Itty Bitty Plant City. What up, Hot Chocolate? Welcome to the show. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, hey. Thank you. Yes, appreciate that, yo. And that Eric and Rakim gave me life. I'm so upset that I was in Virginia this past Friday and was not able to see him in concert. Oh, my gosh.
Word. So he rocked it at the Nova. Rocked it at the Nova in VA.
He tore the paint off the walls.
Word. Word. That and much, much more. That and much more. Let's go down to Charlotte, North Carolina, where Madam CeeLo Boston is chilling out this evening. A little under the weather, but we still we appreciate you for hanging out. Welcome.
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on?
Damn, you're moving in extra slow motion.
Yeah, she is. Poor baby.
All right. Well, you sit right over there. ladies and gentlemen, I believe our special guest, Deja, and her folks are already in the building, and they're ready to actually, you know, just get right to it. Tonight we're talking about the topic of protecting yourself against some slumlords. The whole topic, which clearly has nothing to do with our special guest, but I'm glad she's hanging out, because the topic actually comes out of New York City. It really comes out of New York City. Hey, I have friends, specifically a friend on 144th in Harlem. Listen, this is like a crazy situation. The building is so, like, out of control that you can hear the rats under the tub. When you're taking a bath, you can hear the movement of rats under the tub. There's just some things we should not have to deal with. I think it's specific to a target group of people. Sometimes I think it's absolutely geographical. There's ways to fight this. Some things you just don't have to deal with. Now, this is paying $600 among 144th. Now, this is Harlem, folks. Now, you get what you pay for, damn it. I get that. I get that. Trust me, I get that. But there's just some things that we should draw the line with. Tonight, we're talking about protecting yourself against slumlords and much, much more. y'all know how we do.
I would have shot so many holes. I would have shot so many holes in the floor and the wall.
My mouth is still open. My mouth is hanging open from disgust.
I would have so much bleach in there.
There's not enough bleach to get that out, no.
I mean, you all are responding that way because we know that it's super duper real, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Heck yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It's the Social
Hell.
Lab.
See
you on the radio. We got
Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General. It is Money Monday, and we are going to kick it with our special guest tonight, new artist on the scene. Her name is Daisha. Welcome, Daisha.
Hi, guys. What up, what up?
What's going on?
Yes, how are you? Yes, definitely.
I'm good.
Welcome.
I'm in Portland right now, walking around the streets, actually.
Oh, okay.
Getting some fresh air.
And
nothing
you
wrong
said
with
you're
that.
in Portland.
Yeah, I'm in Portland right now. I'm on the road doing some shows, and we're in Portland, so that's right.
Nice. The Oregonians, Oregonians, as they call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell our Team Harmon Radio listeners a little bit about yourself, Daisha.
sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can you tell our TM Hyman Radio listeners a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm an artist. I'm originally from Maryland, the DMV area, but I kind of claim New York because I feel like I grew up there. I lived there for about 9 years, and I recently just moved to L.A. Started as a backup dancer for all the cool people, all the good artists, Beyonce, Rihanna, this goes on. But moving to do my own art and music, and I also act now as well. So.
New EP, I Am The Deja. I Am The Deja, coming out May 20th. Tell us about that.
Yes. I've been working on music for a good 6 or 7 years now, and this is just kind of like a nice intro to me and my sound. Just music that I've been sitting on for a while and feel like, okay, finally I'm ready for the world to hear what I've been working on. So it's really the intro, like, I am The Deja. I'm here. Get ready. This is just the beginning, you know.
Yeah. How would you describe your sound? When I heard the first track skin out, I identified with a particular genre of music. So I'm interested to know how you would describe how you describe yourself as an artist, or how you describe your music.
It's really hard to box myself in. I really don't like to. I always
get
asked, like, so what do you call your music? And I'm like, man, it's really a fusion of so many things, I guess, under the umbrella of pop, but I feel like it's a bit lefter. It's definitely dance.
Fusion
bubble,
is a good word.
You know?
Fusion is a good word, I think. I think that's a good word. I connect with that.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay, good. I'm like, you know, it's a lot of things.
Yeah, and you know
well,
what?
That's
so
good for your music not to be.
Go ahead, Hot Chocolate. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's good for your music not to be just pigeonholed, you know?
Yeah.
And I get I certainly get it.
And even what my music is right now, I feel like it's going to, you know, morph into something else. And I like to grow and shift and change and, you know, so I don't like to put myself
leave
in
room.
A box ever.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, again, I get it, you know, boxing artists in. It's like no one wants to, first of all, be in one particular category because you want to be able to work for a long time. And so I was very cautious to say, you know, this is, you know, certain type of music, even though that's what I connected with. But I do and agree with the word fusion. So why don't you sit back and check out this right here. Deja, introduce this track, right, this fusion of music for the people.
Go ahead. Skin out. Here we go. Have fun.
Get in my zone, make me lose all control.
TM Hammer Radio Live. Yo,
all right.
Her new single. We are talking about
Stand Out, baby.
Protect yourself against against slumlords. And we are also joined by, and thank you for taking a minute out, you know, of your schedule, Daisha, for joining us.
No problem.
I would like to say that the song, because I didn't know what to expect, you know, because you said fusion, right? And then I was like, you know what? I know the dancers are loving this song. I know they can truly appreciate it. Yeah, I rock with it.
I get so much life from people. Different videos, people tag me in at dance class and stuff. I love it so much.
Because I could see it as I was listening to it. And I'm like, yeah, this is for sure. Yeah, he could perform this. Yeah.
Exactly.
Daisha, tell us how people can follow you. Tell the audience how they can follow you right now for those who are totally galvanized right now. You couldn't stay still listening to that right there. You was bouncing all over the
definitely
place.
Definitely not. Sure was.
You can find me anywhere online, social media, with the handle I Am The Daisha, IamTheDaisha, literally everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, SoundCloud, all that.
Daisha, you have a couple of pretty interesting videos out right now. Do you choreograph your own stuff? Talk to us about the videos. Folks, Google I Am The Daisha right now. It's not Daisha spelled any old kind of way. Not like your cousin's Daisha. It's spelled D-A-I-S-H-A. D-A-I-S-H-A. Don't be arguing, talking about that's not how you spell Daisha. That's how she spells Daisha.
That's how she spells Daisha.
Yeah, that's how my mom made
Google
it.
Her. Google her. Daisha, do you do your own videos? She's all over YouTube, folks.
The first one, Haya, was choreographed by Cheryl Murakami, who's like so well known. She's like a legend in the dance world. And then Skin Out, I kind of collaborated with the choreographer Arturo. Certain parts of it, I kind of collaborated with him in. And then the video for Good Life was just all freestyle, so there wasn't really choreography. It's just kind of just me and the feeling of the music. But my goal for the next couple of videos is to direct them myself. So I don't know if I'll choreograph them, but I definitely want to direct them myself.
Yeah, so.
Pretty cool.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the EP forthcoming May 20th. Be on the lookout. I Am The Daisha. You heard Skin Out. But she has a new joint that's coming called Good Life.
Uh-huh.
Listen, when I heard it, I heard like to me some familiar melodies. And then when I thought I knew what it was, it flipped on me.
Right.
I mean, it should sound
life.
Familiar. That's good. It's actually, it sounds familiar because it is, because it's an old song from the 90s that I remade. So I'm sure you used to dance to it before, and that's why you're wondering why it sounds so familiar. But we just loved it so much that we wanted to make it fresh again, and the 90s vibe, it just never dies, so why not, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're inside the Social Lab. This is the Good Life with our girl, Daisha. We'll be right back. See you, Mom, ready to rock.
Ow.
If you're living that good life, if you're living that good life, yeah.
In New Orleans, whoa, there. 929 Atlanta. Hey, that was Deja. Good life. Hey, big up to entertainment and media, for that exclusive joint right there.
Yeah, that rock.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, Deja. Let us get you right. There you go. Deja, that was hot.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And yes, you're right. I did used to rock to that very, very hard back in the day.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yo.
I still do. You're like, why do I know this?
I still do.
So. Right.
What did you say?
We
I
still
said
do.
I still do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There you go. Good.
Yes.
Hey,
the
new EP, I Am the Deja, is out May 20th. But you can actually Google her, can we download Skin Out in Good Life right now?
No, not yet. Not yet. They're on SoundCloud, so you can listen to them, but they are not downloadable yet until the 20th.
Word. Hey, so
okay,
while you're downloading the Lapidary mixtape, which is like one of the dopest mixtapes of the spring going into the summer, make sure that you go on over and download Skin Out and Good Life when it's available on SoundCloud. Deja, it's spelled
D-A-S-H-A.
It's all over YouTube too. D-A-I-S-H-A. Deja, how long have you actually been doing this? Were you doing this out of the womb? Did you always see yourself, being a entertainer, a star per se?
I've definitely always seen myself in the arts somehow. I used to like perform in front of the family with my fake mic and everything. And I kind of just veered into dance and let that kind of take over for a good part of my life. But I always yearned to sing and like be my own artist. So I think it's just been in me forever. And I mean, I've been training in some kind of art something my whole life, so it was just bound to happen.
Who's in the whip? Who are you listening to? Who's in the car?
Huh?
Who's in the deck?
Right now?
Who's on the phone that you plug into auxiliary? Who do you listen to? Who's some of your favorite artists?
Let's see. Right now, I've been listening to Santa Gold's new record. And also
okay.
Coldplay, because they're my favorite band. And
nice.
Who else? I like a lot of like alternative kind of new age music. So usually I'll be on like Pandora Station to like Foster the People or Phoenix or one of the like alternative channels and just listen to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell
yep.
you, it sounds. And that, so people, you understand where I was going earlier. What I told Deja off the air was, how I was initially wanting to describe her sound was as I wanted to make her a dance artist. But really, as I listened more and more, the sound was more futuristic, right? More techno, electro,
right.
Hip hop, right? I'm like, what the hell is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I like dance music, but I don't feel this is so like,
So. Yeah. No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And it wasn't. Deja, we're going to flip the script if we can. It's 9:33, folks, on the East Coast, 6:33 on the West Coast. Thanks for rocking. You're inside the Social Lab. Tonight, we're talking about protecting yourself against slumlords. And we got our friend Deja hanging out with us. We're going to drop this Good Life one more time before she gets out of here. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If you've ever dealt with a slumlord before, how did you deal with it? Did you get gangster? Did you pull out the 45, or did you take it to court and let the man deal with it? We'll talk about that and more. You know, Deja, have you ever had a bad landlord?
Landlord?
Yeah, have you ever had to, you know, deal with a bad landlord or rental agency where you live?
Luckily, no, because in New York, my landlord was my brother, so I got lucky. I haven't had to deal with any,
yeah,
like, horror story landlords.
That's definitely by luck. Has anybody on the panel,
yeah,
had to deal with a bad landlord?
I have.
Yes.
In Virginia.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we want to hear about that and more. We'll hear about Hot Chocolate's landlord experience, and we're going to share some tips with you on how you can just protect yourself in advance. We have Deja hanging out with us. We'll be right back. Team Hot.
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Arsha, babe. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Smoking
don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Rebel without a cause, no umbrella, the money stuffed in the doors. Rodell Drive, money oldest Clive Davis. Blue paper still chasing dead faces. Dark tents, rims chopped like razors. 2 mil to the side for the cases. Boss, pinky ring both hands. Moskowitz wanna lean on a man. Peter Pan got X-Tot plans. Little homie still be moving like the Fed. My Spanish chick be on that Telemundo. Pretty faces, she got the fattest culo. Kissing all on me, tension all on me. Touch a little paper, start switching all on me. I'm looking for the best kiss with a passport. Time to get missing. Boss.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Yeah.
Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you,
don't nobody kiss it like you.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make
me holler and I bet a $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Yes, 9:38 p.m. here on Social Lab, Tim Hyman Radio Live, Usher Baby and Rick Ross, that good kisser. Don't forget to go to tmhymanradiolive.com, sign up for the newsletter, get all the updates, and you can also download the Lapidary mixtape, as TM Hyman mentioned earlier there, SoundCloud. Go get that. Down with them new artists, them hot joints for the spring going into the summer, the bump in your whip. Tonight on TM Hyman Radio Live, we are talking about avoiding slumlords, not being taken by those people that are lurking out there in the shadows, posing as reputable landlord and business owners and property owners, and are having you sign up for money pits or rat hordes or whatever. 917-889-3926 if you want to weigh in. But my personal experience with slumlord was in Virginia, in the Park Place neighborhood. This particular man no longer owns that property. It's actually been purchased by another private owner, and he had Remax to manage it, which I guess was a better move for him since he didn't have to deal with all the melee or, you know, constant calls about, yes, we did have little mice problems or birds in the air.
Mice are different from rats.
From outside.
Mice are a different size than rats.
Well, you're right,
yes,
but
they're
still just as nasty. So, you know, is it their older cousins? Is it, you know, the big brothers? I don't know what it is. All I know is I didn't want them in my apartment. Now, mind you, I lived in the upstairs unit. It was a 4-unit building. Stairs straight up the middle that separated, you know, the units or whatever, to the bottom, to on the top. And I'm trying to figure out, now I know mice can climb. I doubt they're coming up the steps like everybody else. But how do I end up
right
in my apartment? There's gaps underneath the door, so even if they are coming up the sides, you know, you can very easily get in the front door, you know, without
they don't have
without opening the
Yo,
door.
Wait. Pause. Can mice climb walls?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, but they don't have spines,
doubt it.
So they can get under anything.
Yeah, they can flatten. And
they don't have hard spines, rather.
Right.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So they can pretty much
they can squeeze down and get flat, but can they climb walls?
Well, they can climb like poles and stuff, and they can climb up the walls from the inside. Their nails are sticking, you know.
Listen, if you want to see somebody like take on some extraterrestrial powers and speed, where like in like 5.36 seconds, like I'm here and then I'm not here. Let somebody
just
talk about a mouse or a rat.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's not
just
again.
The idea.
And I didn't have them underneath the bathtub, but you could hear them scurrying at night while I'm asleep on the carpet.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know that this is a real situation, and listen, this is what I've learned, and this is why we're talking about this issue tonight. There are a lot of people who are in situations dealing with housing or the lack thereof. They're in situations that they really don't want to be in, only because they don't have adequate housing. Now, I talked about this story of a friend out in Harlem, 144th specifically. I'm calling it out, right? Because, listen, there's just some things when people are paying money, you know, I do believe you get what you pay for. But as citizens of the United States of America, we deserve a certain standard. But at the same time, people, you have to demand a standard. Why are you continuing to pay someone $600 a month? Listen, first and foremost, you have a right,
they don't know the rules.
And it's about knowing your rights. Put your money in escrow. Yeah. If you are living in a situation where you feel like it's deplorable, and if you, listen, if you are concerned about not being in the place where you're staying somewhere else, where you're being like you're stressed out and you're being abused because you have a rat infested home, first of all, you should move out. You shouldn't be paying to be there. I mean, I'm so bent about this situation because I think some people just pay because they don't have options, they don't have choices,
or they don't know any different. They don't know that they have.
Or they don't know any different. First of all, let me tell you this: knowledge is power. There's three different types of landlords. Mm-hmm. I am a landlord. I own property. I rent. I actually rent through. I'm gonna put it all out there. Listen, I got rental property that's paid through Section 8. It's been in place for years. They pay my money. It's been beautiful. I don't have any issues. I make sure the people who are living in my property, I make sure that the property is clean, everything is taken care of, the air has never been broken, the carpet is always replaced. They pass inspection every year.
Yeah.
I'm a good landlord. Listen, there's certain things you just don't have to deal with. There's three different types of landlords. Number one, the security deposit grabber. The landlord who's just interested in keeping your security deposit, he's never had an intent to give it back to you. He's going to create a reason to never give you your deposit back. We'll talk about that later. The next landlord is the intrusive landlord. The intrusive landlord, the one that has no respect for your privacy. He'll come into your house anytime he wants because it's his property. How about that? The third type of landlord is like the non-responsive landlord. The one that is nowhere to be found when your heat breaks down in the middle of winter. What you think about that?
Right.
There's ways to protect yourself. There's ways to protect yourself. Number one, always before you move into a property, a rental property, a home, walk through the whole place. Specifically, pay attention to like the bathroom and the kitchen. You know, and the living room and the dining room and the bedroom areas. That's the whole damn house, right? Pay attention to all of it.
Yes, it is. I was about to say, and the water heater.
Write the stuff down. Hold on, Boston. Write it down and make sure that what you write down and what you saw is attached to your lease. Put it in a folder and make sure that it's attached to your lease so that you leave the same way you came in and they don't hold you accountable for anything that's not true. Tonight we're talking about protecting yourself against slumlords. And we got our friend Deja hanging out. Listen, she got this new joint off the EP, I Am the Deja. It's called Good Life. Check it out. We'll come right back. Check in with her. And we going to almost be up out of here. It's the Social Lab, Team Mountain Radio.
That's I Am Daisha. Oh my gosh, for Good Life. You heard it first.
I Am the Daisha.
Radio Live.
Rockin'.
That's what I said. I thought that's what I said. I Am the Daisha. I'm looking at her SoundCloud page. So y'all go check out I Am the Daisha on SoundCloud.
Right now.
Her music is dope. Yeah. And tell the people again, Daisha, how they can follow you, get in contact with you, know what you got going on.
Vic, you can actually find Daisha on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc.
One more time.
Okay.
That's Brother Red from 2R's Entertainment and Media. Hey, thanks for that.
Hey, Ray.
Man. Hey, one more time.
Ray.
You got cut
long
off.
Long time.
Hey, repeat that for us, Ray. You got cut off a little bit.
Oh, you can reach her at I Am the Daisha at I Am the Daisha on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The EP is dropping on the 20th of May. It is a free EP. So, you know, we'll make sure to let everybody know where they can go get it and download it for free. So you have five songs, three songs, and get a chance to get into the Daisha world.
Work.
That's dope.
Hey,
thank you
for
bringing her.
Again. Thanks for the exclusive on that. But since we have you on the line, yo, I mean, Ray is like Harlem World, straight up. Ray, I mean, now you're Harlem as far as we go back. I mean, New York all day. Now, if you had rats in the crib, would you continue to pay?
I just wouldn't be in the crib. I'm just like you. I'll be out.
You just
and
wouldn't
like,
need
it's
it.
Funny because you were talking about the place you're talking about is on 144th or whatever. I'm on 135th, so I'm literally down the block.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's insane. That would not be happening.
It's totally, totally insane.
Yeah, I would not eat. Oh, yeah, that just would not. I'm disgusted by them things. I see them, but yeah, I don't. It's what it is, but. You know,
listen,
I'm good.
Listen, if you want to see a comedy show like no other, listen, I am like the elephant that saw the mouse in the room. Can you imagine an elephant? Can you imagine an elephant jumping on a dining room table? Can you imagine that?
First of all, I can imagine you jumping on a dining room table for no reason. So, yes, that alone would be hilarious.
Insanity.
Hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, please Google and download on SoundCloud. I Am the Daisha with the forthcoming Good Life available right now. Well, actually, soon come. Skin Out is available right now. Good Life soon come.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Appreciate you, brother.
No problem, man. Talk to you in a few. Take care, guys.
Absolutely.
Take care.
CeeLo, you never had a slumlord or ever had a bad landlord ever? I've never really had a bad landlord.
I've only had one in my my adult lifehood. This particular person, I don't know why, but okay, my mom had an apartment that was upstairs. It was a house. And you know how, like, you have the downstairs apartment and then the upstairs apartment. So it's myself. Samara was like two. The lady waited. She hadn't had, she didn't have banisters up. I asked her to put banisters up. I'm like, first of all, you're supposed to have them up. Because it's going upstairs. But secondly, there's a kid and an older person upstairs. she don't know, she ignored whatever I said, but waited until we were having our things delivered from the military. And then she put it up. When she found out our date, she started putting the rail up. So it made it harder for them to put the stuff upstairs.
Wow.
I cussed that lady out. I swear, y'all. I did everything but put my hands on her because my mother got in between us. And I'm not going to hit my mama, you know. But, yeah. The fact that I even had to raise my voice is what bothered me at all. I don't. You know what I mean? I don't just yell at people. You might not like what I say, but I don't just yell at people.
Know your rights, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the key to tonight is about, you know, knowing your rights. Knowledge is power. The only way you can ever protect yourself is by knowing the rules of engagement, or at least knowing what you're dealing with, right? You may not be able to control other people, but you can control yourself. And in fact, you are controlling the situation. Because if you are not a part of the situation, the result is going to be, has to be completely different because you were not a factor. How about that? Going back to the first type of landlord is the security deposit grabber. The only way to, you know, protect yourself against this type of landlord who could really be a slumlord because his ethics is pretty much upside down, always conduct a thorough walkthrough before moving in. Document it and make sure that it's in your file in the office or it's a part of the agreement that you sign with that particular landlord. Again, walk through the living room, dining room, bedroom, the kitchen, and the bathroom. Make sure that everything is on par. Now, if you have a rodent-infested complex facility, report it. Report it. If it's not fixed, move out. It's not healthy. It's not sanitary. You can become sick by feces that you don't even see in the walls that create mold and a stench. And so you've been wondering, what is that? It's not the garbage. It's the caca that the mice and the rats are leaving in the walls. You know, get out of here. Go ahead, Boston. Mm-hmm. We lost her. Number two, we were talking about the intrusive landlord, the one that, like, you know, will come into your apartment. Listen, the way you protect yourself against that, establish the cordial distance from the start. Let it be known, I need you to always knock. I don't ever need you to just enter my apartment without contacting me, without me knowing. You know, make sure those lines and those rules are established up front. That's how you protect yourself against the intrusive landlord. Then you have that third one, the non-responsive landlord. The only way you can really protect yourself against the landlord who is nowhere to be found, you know, when your heat stopped working or when your shower turns into like one of those little trickles and you're like, what the? Just when you thought you were about to have that water hit you on the head and just refresh you, it hit like tink, tink. You're like, what?
Wake you up.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, stay calm, inform, document. Document, 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 document. That's really all you can do. Protect yourself by being ahead of the game, being studious. Hey, we're just trying to help you out a little bit. Trying to help those who a lot of times get confused, caught up in a situation, can't help themselves. Protect yourself against landlords. Thank you, Deja, for stopping past. We had a real good time. Hey, we out of here with my homie in the background. I'm so, so jealous. Did y'all hear about Nia Long and, her letting J. Cole know he could be that dude if he step his game?
Oh, wait a minute now.
Okay. So for folks who don't know, Nia Long recently responded to one of the J. Cole songs, letting him know he referred to her in some lyrics. She responded, you know, saying, "You're not too young, dude. You know, hey, you can be that dude." Hey, this is my hero right now. Hey, we're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. It's the Social Lab Team Out Radio. Hey, good night.
One time for my LA, LA, lame chicken can't tell the difference. One time for it, who knows? Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 No
role models. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio.